This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Like many areas, our region is experiencing a housing shortage. Some reasons are a scarcity of building materials due to the lasting effects of supply chain interruptions during the pandemic, as well as an increasing number of residences taken off the market for use as vacation rentals. One solution might be right in front of us if we take a look up. The downtowns of many of our communities are filled with commercial storefronts and buildings where the second stories were once used as residences but are often vacant today. State Senator Romaine Quinn, who is also a real estate broker, has noticed them and he has ideas on how to rehab and develop them. And he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Senator Quinn.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So what's up there and how much of a potential resource is there in these unused spaces?
Yeah, so we know, Robin, we have a housing crisis across the state, and it really is a national issue, like you mentioned, but it's keenly impactful here in Wisconsin and in northern Wisconsin. We have some of the oldest housing stock in the country, and over the last decade, we've built on average 10,000 less single-family homes than the previous decade. So it's a perfect storm of a lack of units. So you're absolutely right. Think of every downtown, small town Wisconsin that you drive through and you're in the storefront and you're doing your shopping. When you pop out to the sidewalk and you look up, you think, wow, I wonder what's up there. You're standing in front of a two-story or a three-story building. And historically, a lot of those used to be apartments. Now, maybe they're just storage. Maybe they're dilapidated or ignored now or sealed off. But there's a huge amount of potential in our downtown upper view apartments that could be revitalized. And so we wanted to address that. And so one of the bills in our housing package, in the $525 million investment we made, specifically seeks to renovate and reopen these downtown potential apartments for our residents.
Mm-hmm. So do people really want to live in these, though, particularly if they're above a bar or a restaurant? You know, they could be vacant for a reason.
Well, that's possible. And I think they were utilized at a different time when people viewed how they wanted to live in those situations differently. But we are at such a crisis point for housing. I mean, even middle class people who have good careers are struggling to find affordable housing. And so maybe it's not ideal for you and your family right away being downtown, but it's some place to plant roots and it's a place to start and save and build that footing. So maybe you can move to something different at some point. But I would say there's definitely a need. And not only that, I think there is a desire to go back downtown. We spend a lot of time and money revitalizing our main streets. And this could be such a huge component. Imagine all your potential shoppers or a number of them living on the same street as your business. How huge would that be just for economic development as well beyond the housing component? So I think there's enough of a need that there will be a desire to move into these, especially at an affordable rate.
And I didn't want to stereotype bars and restaurants, by the way. I mean, somebody may want to go right downstairs and seek refreshment.
Well, just think, you can play your touch tunes from your app right from your home, right? And you can hear it on the jukebox below you. But again, that's not for everybody, but there is so much need right now, especially if it's marketed at a price people can afford. I could see them all filling up tomorrow.
Conversely, what's the best use you can envision? I mean, there's all kinds of innovative ideas. Architects probably could go crazy with this.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to really revitalize and save these historic buildings. A lot of these buildings are older, I think, to a lot of these downtowns that were built way back when. And there's a lot of good bones and structure to them. We do see unique businesses, bars, coffee shops, other things going in and really capturing and expounding on the historic nature of that. So imagine having some of these apartments could be high ceilings and the original crown molding and brickwork. You know, a lot of that, it's a hidden gem sitting right in front of us, right above us, that is really untapped.
We're speaking with Senator Romaine Quinn, who lives just outside of the town of Cameron. We're talking about ways and resources for developing the second stories and sometimes third stories of commercial buildings in our smaller downtowns into residences to address the housing shortage. So you mentioned the state has loans for this type of development, and there's a round that's just closing around now and another one in the fall.
Yes. And so this bill, like I mentioned, was part of the $525 million. Of that, $100 million is designated just for this program. and 30% of it has to go to communities of 10,000 or less in population. So at a minimum, not saying it can't be more, but at a minimum, $30 million will be available for loans as low as 1% for developers to bring these units back to life. And so that's a huge injection of cash where you might have some people unable to get financing or struggling, or maybe I can't make the project cash flow at 6, 7, 8, 10%, depending on my credit for a construction loan. There's a real opportunity to inject that cash into that market to get these units built that much faster.
And where can people find out more about the loan program?
So it's right on WHEDA's website, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Association. So if you're a developer, or maybe you're not a developer, but you own a downtown building, you've never thought about your upstairs or that third floor or second floor, reach out to them directly on how you can apply, or a contractor on your behalf can apply to obtain some of this financing to get that unit back to life.
And that address is WHEDA.com, which you'll find on our website as well. And in your life in real estate, what's the most interesting second story property you've ever seen that might be an inspiration for people?
Gosh, you know, I was born and raised in the Rice Lake area, but Rice Lake's not unique. I think of potentially for old schools or old city halls that are downtown. You know, in Rice Lake, we were going to tear it down, but when I was mayor at the time, we decided to save our city hall. And we've got a bunch of businesses on each floor of that old building now, too. So instead of starting from scratch, we know costs are through the roof for labor, for materials. Why not use what we already have and breathe some life back into the spaces that we know are affordable for people and they need them, frankly, yesterday?
We've been speaking with Senator Romaine Quinn, who lives just outside of the town of Cameron. We've been talking about ways and resources for developing the second stories of commercial buildings in our smaller downtowns into residences to address the housing shortage. Thank you for joining us, Senator Quinn.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Superior Bureau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.